Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to St. James. Here we are in our new church year, continuing in ordinary time after our Christmas season has wrapped up. And we welcome all of you here with us at St. James here in Chicago. Of course, many of you are joining us from Zoom, so you may not know, but it is snowing here, so we're having a nice little dusting today. We invite all of you here in the church to hum with all of your heart and try to participate with gestures, clapping, that sort of thing, as best you can. And of course, if you're at home, feel free to join in with us however you feel that you can. We'd like to begin today's celebration with "I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say." Please rise.
Of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest. Lay down, O weary one, lay down your head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, so weary, worn, and sad. I found him in a resting place, and he has made me glad. I will rest, I will rest in, I will rest in. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, your morn shall arise, and all your day be bright. I looked to Jesus and I found in him my star, my sun. And in that light of life I'll walk till traveling days are done.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
Ordinary time, we're back to the wearing of the green, as they say. And since these poinsettias look so beautiful, we could call on them ordinary time poinsettias instead of Christmas poinsettias. I hope that's okay. What a blessing that we can be gathered here today and hear that voice of Jesus call us, as we are reminded in the gospel that we're all destined for grace and glory. So let's place ourselves in God's presence today and ask to be filled with divine blessings and mercy. Lord Jesus, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault,
through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Let us pray that our ordinary time might become extraordinary in God's presence. Let us pray that the invitation of Jesus to follow him will guide our every step. And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will sustain us in our journey. Almighty ever-living God, you govern all things, both in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am. You called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called to Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the body is not for immorality, but for the Lord. and the Lord is for the body. God raised the Lord and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? But whoever is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Avoid immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body. But the immoral person sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Messiah, Jesus Christ, who brings us truth and grace.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and he watched Jesus walk by, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he had said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translates teacher, "where are you going?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that night. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew and his brother Simon Peter, one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which translates Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which translates Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What are you looking for? That's the question Jesus asks. What are you looking for? I have to confess, I was wondering if Steve Harvey asked that question, what would it look like, you know? What are you looking for? Good health. Survey said 2%. What are you looking for? Purpose in life. Survey said 15%. What are you looking for? Happiness. Oh, good answer, good answer, good answer. Survey said 35%. What are you looking for? Love. Survey said that's the highest response. But of course, that question, what are we looking for, is not a game. It's, in fact, something that motivates us, sometimes even unconsciously. We're always looking for something. We watch in the political spectrum. One end of the spectrum is looking for something. What do you want? Justice. When do you want it? Now. The other end of the spectrum, what are you looking for? I'm looking to make America great again. So this idea of looking for something, seeking something, going after something we think we need kind of morphs over time and in different circumstances. I mean, sometimes what we're looking for is peace on earth. Another time, all we're looking for is a good Chicago-style hot dog. But I have to confess, in the back of my head, the whole time, I keep hearing a refrain from an old U2 song, parentheses, and it really hurts my 60s soul to have to call an 80s song an oldie, but that's an aside. The refrain from an old U2 song, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Is that the human condition? That we are trapped? Once of Peter and the other disciple, when Jesus asked them that question, what are you looking for? They responded, where do you live, buddy? What seems kind of a banal answer, right? You think you'd come up with a little more profound answer than that. That's it? You want an address? That's all you're looking for? But as the story unfolds, you see what's really going on is that the disciples couldn't find the peace, the happiness, the love they were looking for. They weren't here, they went there, they went the other place, and it wasn't there. They couldn't find any secure rock on which to moor their hope. And so they asked Jesus, is it with you that I get what I'm looking for? And Jesus says, come and see. Come. Come and see that no matter what troubles you're going through with God, you get through. Come and see whether, even if you are worn down to nothing, God is up to something. And the reason you have to come and see is that there isn't any pat answer. There isn't any pre-digested answer. There isn't any catechism that they give you and say, oh, look it up. There it is. That's what I'm looking for. You have to live the question. You have to come and see for yourself. And what Jesus wants them to understand, wants us to understand, that when you do come with him, then your restless heart finds peace, your searching heart finds light, your aching heart finds love. And it seems to have worked, right? I mean, the way the story goes on, Andrew gets all excited because he went with Jesus. We have found the Messiah. We found our heart's desire. We found what we were looking for. And of course, when you have that kind of good news, you have to share it. You can't hold it in. You know, if you win the lottery, you're going to put some balloons up. You're going to put a banner around your house. When you get married, you send out invitations, notices. And if your team makes it to the finals and you win, you're going to wear a t-shirt that says World Champions. When you have good news, you share it. And that's what Andrew does. Andrew shares it with his brother Simon. And so Simon wants to find out, is Jesus the one I'm looking for? And when he goes to see if Jesus is the one he's looking for, he finds something perhaps unexpected. He finds that if you're with Jesus, things are different. You're different. And that's what the new name is all about. You're different. You're Simon, son of John. From now on, you're going to be Peter, Cephas, Rocky, the Son of God. And from that experience, Peter was different. I have no doubt that his family and friends noticed that he was different. And the same is the true with us. We, too, have been walking with Jesus. And we, too, have been given a new name, the name of Christian. And because of that, we know it's not the greatest blessing to get, but it's the greatest blessing to give. We know that we don't need to get praise to the heavens. We just have to get to heaven. We know that it's not a long life that matters most, but a good life. See, when you bear the name of Christian, suffering does not get the last word. Grace does. When you bear the name of Christian, you'd rather have the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost than six good numbers. When you bear the name of Christian, you try to eliminate the word me and put the word we into your conversations because of the people who have been woven into your life. So come and see Jesus says, because when you do, you'll find what you're looking for in an attentive heart. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. You'll find what you're looking for in the ability to celebrate God in your body, as the apostle put it today. You'll find what you're looking for in the new identity Jesus gives us as named and claimed by him. And then, like Andrew, it's the kind of good news you have to share. We have found the Messiah. We found our heart's desire. We found the light of the world. We found the Lamb of God. Yes. We have found what we were looking for. Amen. We join then together in confessing our faith. I believe
in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things made and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As a people of faith, knowing that Jesus has called us to follow him, we have confidence then to present our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that like Andrew, who stayed with the Lord and then invited his brother as well, we who have found our home in the Lord may go forth and bear witness to others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our leaders who have responded to the call to serve others in public office, that they may work humbly and tirelessly to serve the common good, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all our citizens may work to hasten the day when this country truly lives out the ideals for which Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. fought and gave his life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That during the week of prayer for Christian unity, which begins tomorrow, all Christians may be inspired to find solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are struggling to hear the Lord's voice in their lives or understand the nature of their call, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all community members, especially expecting mothers and their families, may continue to be welcomed and cared for at Mercy Hospital, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the people of St. James, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice from our hands for the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church.
Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries, for whenever the memorial of this sacrifice is celebrated, the work of redemption is accomplished through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just that we should always give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, for you do not cease to spur us on to possess a more abundant life. And being rich in mercy, you constantly offer pardon and call on sinners to trust in your forgiveness alone. Never did you turn away from us. And though time and again we have broken your covenant, you have bound the human race to yourself through Jesus, your Son, our Redeemer, with a new bond of love, so tight it can never be undone. Even now, you set before your people a time of grace and reconciliation. And as we turn back to you in spirit, you grant us hope in Christ Jesus and a desire to be of service to all while we entrust ourselves more fully to the Holy Spirit. And so, filled with wonder, we extol the power of your love, and proclaiming our joy at the salvation that comes from you, we join in the heavenly hymn of countless hosts as without end we acclaim. Ceaselessly at work, so that the human race might become holy, just as you yourself are holy. Look, we pray upon your people's offerings. Pour out upon them the power of your Spirit, and let them become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus the Christ, in whom we too are your sons and daughters. Indeed, though once we were lost and could not approach you, you loved us with the greatest of love. For your Son, who alone is just, handed himself over to death and did not disdain to be nailed for our sake to the wood of the cross. But before his arms were outstretched in between heaven and earth to become the lasting sign of your covenant, he desired to celebrate the Passover one last time in the company of his disciples. And as he ate with them, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, knowing he was about to reconcile all things to himself through his blood to be shed on the cross, he took the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine. Once more giving you thanks, he handed the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. As we celebrate this memorial of your Son Jesus, who is our Passover and our surest peace, we celebrate his life, death, and resurrection from the dead. And looking forward to his blessed coming, we offer you, who are our faithful and merciful God, this sacrificial victim who reconciles to yourself the human race. Look kindly, most compassionate Father, on those you unite to yourself by the sacrifice of your Son, and grant that by the power of the Holy Spirit, As we partake of this one bread and this one chalice, may we be gathered into the one body of Christ who heals all division. Be pleased to keep us always in a communion of heart and mind together with Pope Francis and Cardinal Blaise, and help us to work together for the coming of your kingdom until that hour when we stand before you, saints among the saints in the halls of heaven, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed apostles Saint James, and all the saints, and with all our deceased brothers and sisters, whom we humbly commend to your mercy. Then, freed at last from the wound of corruption, and made fully into a new creation, we shall sing to you with gladness the thanksgiving hymn of Christ, who lives for all eternity, and who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And we get...
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
The wave. I was ahead of myself there. God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. In order to keep social distance while receiving communion, please follow the instructions of the ushers. Come eventually to the sanitizer where your hand will be sanitized, then approach the altar, receive the host, then step to your right, remove your mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
I will give my life to them.
Let us pray. Pour on us, O Lord, the spirit of your love, and in your kindness make those you have nourished by this one heavenly bread, one in mind and heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. I don't know if you're thinking about your Lenten practice yet, but a suggestion. This Lent, we're going to be holding a 8-week session on race and justice. It's going to be on Monday evenings. If you're interested in being part of it, there's material that will be provided for the discussion, and we'll do this all on Zoom, of course, since that's how we do things. And you can sign up at the Sign Up Genius for the course beginning in February. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.